Here they are. It was great. Well, we were having a little trouble driving in runners. It seemed like, to me, their lefty, kind of experienced kid, he really pitched backwards and he had us, you know, off balance a lot, especially with runners in scoring position. I thought he did a tremendous job. So we got behind in the counts, just put up, you know, it's a play we work on a little bit, and it worked.
All right. Welcome into the zone on a gray Thursday. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T. The gang's back together again. Razorbacks in town last night. North Little Rock. Hogs get a win. A blanking victory.
Welcome back, big guy.
A blanking victory. Get it?
Yes, I get it. And I like that. I miss that.
That's a double entendre of sorts.
See, for the last 3 days, we didn't have that.
At least we didn't get blanked.
That's true.
Oh, we get blanked all the time.
I'm glad Dave Van Horn took
note. The Razorbacks got blanked.
Glad Dave Van Horn took note of the crowd.
Basketball team.
Every time there's a basketball game here or a football game here, the people in Northwest Arkansas, you can almost hear them if you listen real close. Going, you don't turn out to support the people. 8,000 fans last night plus in attendance. Yeah. Had 2,000 in Fayetteville 2 days ago for a game. So kudos to those in Central Arkansas.
There's always a great response to the Hogs playing it, even though Mississippi Valley State, who are now, what, 1-23, I believe?
Mississippi Valley State, you stink! Let me just say that for the record.
Let me ask you a question.
Yo!
I tried to get to the game, couldn't go. I had some things going on. Me and Matty T, we were working on some special stuff. I know you were on vacation, so you couldn't go.
I wasn't on vacation. I had bowling night finale last night, big guy.
Thanks for the invite. Anyway, me and Matty T were busy, so.
In like a lion, out like a lamb. The Buzz bowling team, we went out like Mississippi Valley State.
Really?
Oh, we sucked.
Do we blame that on RJ Hawk?
No, he actually bowled fine. He didn't have his best day. None of us did. Okay. Anyway, it was one of those days.
Listen, the movement wasn't as smooth as it could have been.
Our bowl movement.
Mm-mm. Are you guys more like Wichita State, UMass, or Duke?
We were like a team that made you believe in them and then fell flat on their face. You know what we are?
Duke?
Razorbacks. We're
okay,
the Razorbacks.
I got
you. We got you all hyped up. We're on our way. Run away. Whoa. Just kidding. We're in the NIT.
Bunch of inconsistencies. Let me ask you this question, though.
Yep.
Is there an opponent the Razorbacks could have scheduled last night that would have, in fact, got you so excited that you would encourage and maybe even missed the finale of bowling night?
Yes. The New York Yankees.
By the way, I get a Derek Jeter story off the wall.
I love it. If they played an exhibition game, like, didn't Florida State play a New York Yankees exhibition?
They did. Yes,
if they
did,
played
sir.
An exhibition
yes, they
against
did,
the Yankees, I would be all about it. Or if they played the New Jersey, what was it? The Hackensack Bulls. If they played the Hackensack Bulls.
So minor league team.
With
what
Richard,
about the Travs?
With Richard Pryor on the mound pitching to John Candy, I would have definitely tuned in for that.
What do you want to bring the whole cast from Major League back to?
You know what's amazing is that battery.
Willie Mays Hayes stealing some bases?
That battery is dead. Isn't he dead?
Who? The battery?
No.
I did watch this.
No, isn't Richard Pryor dead?
May he rest in peace. And John
Candy. Candy's dead. That's what I'm saying. That battery is dead. Plus, the manager of that team was the guy that used to play the cop on Law & Order. He's dead. Great actor.
Which guy?
The guy that was the manager for the Hackensack Bulls.
Listen, I watched.
You remember the movie?
Law & Order was like the only English channel that I got in France.
Brewster's Millions. He was the old cop. Millions. He was the old white cop with the young black cop.
They said it was Law & Order.
Yeah, Law & Order.
Now you're talking Brewster's Millions.
The movie is called Brewster's Millions, the Hackensack Bulls.
Yeah,
I'm all over the place, but I'm talking about one guy. One guy who covers so many different areas.
What about if they played the Travs?
No.
You wouldn't go.
I mean, I wouldn't skip bowling finale for it. It would have to be something extra special. That would be cool and neat, especially with the Travs' new mascots. But no, that would not be enough to get me there.
I guess what I'm saying is there an opponent that would get you more excited to go? Even though it was 8,000, so I'm...
If it was
clearly, there's a lot of folks that want to go.
I would have gone if I was available. Anything outside of like bowling finale last night, I would have been all about it. I've been to every other game. I've been to every other game at North Little Rock. I just haven't been.
Have you?
For the Razorbacks, yeah. I just didn't go last night.
I don't know about that one.
But I will say, look, bad non-conference opponent, a team in the Razorbacks that are not exactly up to their normal standards at this point, and the weather being crappy, it's pretty impressive. I was very proud of the crowd when I saw that first thing today.
That's incredible. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 8,000 plus.
Huge.
That's remarkable.
We should, you know what we should do? We should play a couple of football games down here, too. Can you imagine the crowd we would get?
Yeah, that'd be a weird idea. Maybe one basketball game. The weird thing is, too, is that you're not really in baseball mode around this part of the state yet because the Travs haven't started playing.
Sure.
The major leaguers haven't started playing, even though most of us are tuned into what's going on with the Razorback baseball team. If you're not, they're off to a bit of a slow start. Anyway, so we'll talk more about that baseball here from Coach Van Horn a little bit more in addition to his comments about the crowd there. We have Sweet 16 games tonight. 8 great matchups over the next 2 days. 4 good games tonight, including Couple of SEC teams on the court, right?
Yeah.
Is Tennessee tonight, too?
No, sir. Tennessee is Friday, and Tennessee-Michigan is Friday night.
That's a good game. Oh, that's right. They're early session.
That might be the game that I am most looking forward to. Everyone's excited about Louisville-Kentucky. I've seen that movie before.
I know, but this is fun.
I've seen that movie.
Kentucky's playing the underdog role in this one. I love it.
True.
They got a puncher's chance, I think.
True. I almost can anticipate how that game is going to play out. But the incredible differences between Tennessee and Michigan, with a great shooting team, a perimeter-oriented team in Michigan, but also a team, Michigan's got two big, huge bodies down in the paint.
Michigan's missing a big, huge body down in the paint.
They are McGarry.
If McGarry was there, they would have a much better chance. But I think they
would have been the favorite this year.
Yeah, and
if he was back.
They're going to be favored in this one game at least.
They got Al Horford's little brother, mm-hmm. and they got that other kid, Morgan, I believe his name is. Well, Pigskin will tell us all about it tomorrow.
He's going to tear his hair out if they lose to Tennessee. He's been down in Tennessee since the opening round against Iowa. If his team ends up going down to Tennessee, he's going to be distraught.
Do you realize as of yesterday it was a 2-point spread?
What, this game?
Tennessee-Michigan.
Get out of here!
Swear to you.
That's crazy talk.
Michigan is a 2-point favorite.
Boy, the people in Vegas are all on board Tennessee. Let's talk about tonight's games, Pat. Stanford-Dayton is your starting game. I did have Stanford at this round. I did not have Dayton this far. Most people didn't. 6 o'clock tip on CBS. Then it'll be Wisconsin and Baylor on TBS at 6:15. That's an interesting game. You've got very differentiating styles. A team that is very structured and boring to some degree. Lock you down on defense versus a very free-flowing, high-flying offense in Baylor.
Boy, I feel bad for Wisconsin that they're meeting up with Baylor the way they're playing.
I actually picked Baylor to win this game tonight in my bracket.
Well, then you probably were paying attention to how they've been playing towards the end of the year because they're playing great.
You know what's funny is teams that made a big push late in their conference tournaments but didn't quite win their conference tournament. Baylor, same deal. They lost in the championship game. Kentucky, same deal. Lost in the championship game but played really well to that point.
Oh, so you're saying it does matter. It is important how you finish the season.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be seated higher then if you finish the season better.
Look at the way that Syracuse tanked down the stretch.
Yeah. That is incredible how they did. And that first round game they had me believing. I was very, very wrong in that.
Florida-UCLA. That's an intriguing matchup. UCLA is not a team we've talked about basically at all.
Really, nobody has. Alford takes over. This is his first year takes over.
Remember that deal how we ripped him this time last year? You weren't around, but we did. last year, he signs a new 10-year deal with his team, and then he goes, oh, sorry, UCLA called. Rip, 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 rip. Have at it. We'll give you $1 million, and I'm out of here. That was a bad deal, but in the end, it looks like the right choice.
You know what I get excited about this time of year just as much as March Madness is the coaching carousel, because you have guys going places that you scratch your head and then you think they're going to leave and they don't. You have Buzz Williams leaving Marquette for Virginia Tech.
That was weird.
Very weird. Apparently, his administration sucks. His president,
they must
AD,
be idiots.
Yeah. In addition to that, maybe the direction that his program was going in terms of conferences is what I heard. Possibly he didn't like that.
Where were they going?
Well, the fact that they're in a Big East, it's like, or is they the A-10? Well, it's not a football conference.
They're in the AAC or they're in the Big East? Which one? It must be in the Big East.
That's exactly my point. They're not in a stable situation in terms of where the conference is. So I think you add that in with he's going to a position where he knows his school is going to be well taken care of, and administration treats him a lot better.
Guy's got a thing for turkeys. What do you want from me?
Right, exactly.
I always wanted to be a Hokie.
So that's fun. That's fun to watch. Shaka Smart, is he ever going to leave there? Not yet.
Well, the dude at Mark Few's still at Gonzaga, right?
Mark Few's still at Gonzaga.
Yeah, well, then that who's the other guy that's never going to leave? Chris Peterson from Boise. Oh, he already left?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It happened. Yeah,
it's more of a guideline than a rule.
But if Shaka Smart doesn't take UCLA last year, which he was offered, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, that's a great job.
What are we waiting for?
That's a great job.
You got California, son.
Well, it's a great job with this. You got a history. You know, you've got a fan base. You've got a facility. Yeah. You got all kinds of things working in your favor. UCLA's got to be a top 10.
Oh, there's no question.
Top 10 job?
It's a giant sleeping. California.
I don't even think it's sleeping. It's just resting.
Okay, yeah, even resting. I'll give you that.
It's not all the
way. Ben Holland had taken them to 2 Final Fours.
Like a siesta.
Had Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love. There's so much talent just waiting to be caressed and coerced to go there.
Although I will say at the same time, Ben Howland went to 2 Final Fours and then got canned.
Yeah, that's a weird deal.
That was a bad deal. Apparently he wasn't he wasn't making nice with the administration.
What a strange situation, though. You have one of the most historic basketball, college basketball programs.
One of the most historic college programs, period.
College programs in a huge city with pro sports. Obviously, you got Hollywood. There's just so many dynamics. Is there another college sporting program, athletic program that could survive in that situation?
USC football. Right across town.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I don't know.
If you were a kid, would that entice you?
I would think so, yeah. That'd be
very
attractive.
Or would you be more of a college campus type kid where, you know, you get the trees and you get the grass and you've got...
I don't know what UCLA's campus looks like. I'm sure it's pretty. Maybe not. It's an urban campus, right?
Metropolitan. We call it metropolitan.
Whatever. I've never been.
Kind of like UALR. It's beautiful metropolitan.
They don't like to be called... Yes, I understand. It's a catchphrase. Okay, so Florida's a 4.5-point favorite over UCLA. Urban or metropolitan, however you want to put it. Stanford's a 3-point favorite over Dayton in the early games. In the late games, Wisconsin's a 3.5-point favorite over Baylor. I think that's going to be the game of the night. And Arizona is a 7.5-point favorite. The biggest favorite of all the Sweet 16 games over San Diego State. What kind of chance do you give the San Diego State, whatever they are, to upset Arizona
Aztecs.
Tonight? The Aztecs to upset the San Diego,
Arizona Wildcats.
Thank you.
I give them a 0% chance.
Zero?
Yeah.
That's not very good. So you're saying there's no chance.
No, there's no chance. Arizona at one point, I don't know if it was, I think it was their last game, had a front line of 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", athletic. That's scary, bro. That's a national championship scary. Couple that with the fact that they got a darn good point guard and a couple kids who can shoot it.
I hate to sit here and say I told you so, but I told you so.
On Arizona.
Creighton.
Oh.
I had grave concerns about Creighton going forward.
I know.
I hate that his career has come to an end, but I had his career coming to an end against Baylor, and I'm glad that it worked out. They got smoked, too. That wasn't even a game. They got
destroyed.
Why doesn't
Doug McDermott's draft stock drop as much as everyone thinks Wiggins and Jabari Parker's draft stock is going to drop based on their losses?
That's a good question. I did see Embiid is going to declare for the draft, which is great
what?
News if you're an Iowa
Wait
State
a second.
Fan.
I never... The 7-foot center from Kansas, he's going to the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I never saw that coming.
Crazy.
I thought he was going to stay in try
Rehab
to get his degree.
Knee. Yeah, maybe
Apparently,
so.
Apparently, that's not as easy as we thought,
some
even
thought
for coaches.
Some people thought he might come back because of the injury. Apparently not many.
Well, if I'm Joel Embiid, let me think about this. You can either A, stay in Kansas in rehab, or B, go to a multi-million dollar facility in the NBA with doctors who are dedicated to do one thing, help you out. And you don't have to go to class.
He still is a project, though, Pat. Let's not forget he's got a lot to learn about basketball. Without a doubt, he's a great defensive player immediately.
Let me ask you this question. If you're Philadelphia 76ers mm-hmm. and you get the number one pick, yeah. you already got Nerlens Noel,
mm-hmm.
who's rehabbing his knee.
Yeah. I'm not picking Embiid.
You got Michael Carter-Williams, who's a great young point guard.
Yeah.
Who do you take with number one pick?
Not him.
Jabari Parker or Andrew Wiggins?
Wiggins.
Probably. Wing. Perimeter. Mm-hmm. They got rid of Evan Turner.
Perfect.
So they get a spot for him, which is probably what they were trying to do.
Here's the other thing about Embiid. He won't say this publicly, neither will Bill Self. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact he's afraid of going head-to-head with Hunter Mickelson next season. Didn't want his minutes cut by Hunter Mickelson.
I can't even.
You don't think so? You know that's legit.
I mean, I'm trying to keep it serious.
Bro, that's a legit argument.
Hey, did you hear about Dusty Hannis is leaving Texas Tech?
I did. What do you make of that, and where does he end up? If he ends up in state, who's the most likely to get him? I don't see him going to Arkansas, Pat.
Do you know how much I was festering yesterday?
How much were you festering, Pat?
A lot. Because
what about?
when I talk about this kid and I think about this kid, people then start to say, "Well, he didn't fit Tubby's system." Well, what is Tubby's system? Let me ask you a question: if you're a coach, are you recruiting kids who quote unquote fit your system, or are you trying to recruit winners?
Well, he didn't recruit him anyway. He arrived after Dusty was
okay.
already there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something, Tubby Smith. Do you think you need a guy who can knock down shots?
Well, it is funny to me that there was such an uprising around here that when Arkansas didn't seem to have Anthlon Bell wasn't making any jumpers and Madden hadn't proven himself yet. Dusty Hannis has a big game and all of a sudden, how do we not recruit this kid? I haven't heard that yet, but
sure.
I haven't heard it again, I'm saying.
Yeah, there's obviously, you can look back and we always say recruiting is not a science. It's an art. There are kids where coaches either can't get them, come on them late, not convinced about them, and that's fine because it's about that coach, what they think of that player.
He will be a hot commodity for the in-state schools, I would think. UCA, UALR, ASU would all love to have him, I assume. I would think that maybe with all the openings at Arkansas that maybe there would be a spot from there if he was interested.
I know one thing at Arkansas. You got four guys coming in signed with that JUCO kid, three freshmen and one JUCO kid. I would think that there may be a couple of guys on their roster for the Hogs right now at basketball that it may be better for their basketball career not to come back and maybe decide to go to another place.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a scholarship to come available.
Ja'Cory Williams, you're saying? I'm not going to name names.
I'm not going to name names, but there's actually three guys who I actually would suggest.
Look elsewhere?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, Arizona you like tonight.
Yeah.
Florida you like tonight?
Yeah.
Stanford you like tonight?
I do, man. And you were on Stanford.
I like Stanford. What about Wisconsin-Baylor? What's your pick? That's the big one of the night. That's the toughest game to call, I think.
The reason why I took Wisconsin early on, I liked them at the beginning of the season, and why I like them now is two things. They're a great passing team, and they're a great shooting team. And when you have a great passing team and a great shooting team, you can beat a lot of different type of defenses.
Maddie, who do you like tonight, Baylor or Wisconsin?
I have Wisconsin.
Maddie's been on fire.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This tournament.
The fact that you've only missed three games in the first two rounds, Matt, is remarkable.
That's not true.
Oh.
In fact, my about half of it is all wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, were you joking?
It's theater of the mind.
Oh, sorry.
People don't.
Yeah, I've, no,
if
I'm,
I tell
I'm
everybody
on
in Radio Land that you've only missed three games, they're like, "Dang, that's kids of a mad genius." Kids
I do have Florida and UCLA matching up.
Well, that's
though.
Impressive.
And I have Florida picked for that.
So. All right, good for you. I think you're onto something. I am a big fan of Arizona.
Again, a great passing team.
Only because I spent some time there during my my spring breaks when I was in college. My grandfather lives just south of there in the wintertime.
So you may be the only person that goes to the desert for spring break.
I've kicked it on well, we would go there and see my grandfather. We'd hang out on the Arizona campus.
Oh, Pete Acree?
Yeah, and then we go down to Mexico and spend a few days.
I have Arizona winning the whole thing.
What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, Toby Keith. Anyway, you may have seen this story. This is the first time I've ever heard of this even happening. Not only jumping the gun on it, but this happening, period. University of Arizona bookstore is experiencing an unintentional leak of a hidden web page that was never meant for public release. It included designs created in preparation for March Madness, including T-shirts talking about Arizona in the Elite Eight.
And this is the bookstore?
Yes. It was a web page that wasn't supposed to be public yet, okay. But they had built it. Elite Eight T-shirts in the University of Arizona bookstore. Now, have you ever heard of a university making Elite Eight T-shirts? Sweet 16, sure. Final Four, absolutely. Look, the Elite Eight deserves its respect, Pat, but I've never seen an Elite Eight T-shirt my whole life.
Well, that's tough to spin it from a Thursday, Friday, quick. You know what I'm saying?
It's maybe that's an assumption they'll lose on Saturday or Sunday.
That's good.
Or Saturday, I guess, in their case.
If they lose in the Sweet 16, there's going to be a lot of young Kenyan children wearing Arizona Elite Eight.
And some Kenyan adults. Be huge in
Ecuador. With their 18-0 Patriots.
Right.
What was it, 19-0?
Yeah.
I forget now.
Yeah, I know
it's
you
been
did.
So long.
You blocked it out. But anyway, I've never seen that. I mean, it's like I'd almost rather make a Sweet 16 because it's catchier than Final Four.
Yeah.
Nobody claims, hey, we made the Elite Eight. We made the Elite Eight. Nobody talks about that.
You know what's interesting you talk about that now is there used to be a tournament called the Great Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early 90s, where all the Elite Eight teams...
Was that a kids' TV show you're thinking
of? No.
Oh, that's Grape Ape.
Grape Ape.
Not the same thing as Great Ape.
Right. Okay. They used to take all the Elite Eight teams from the previous year and match them up in a... It wasn't a tournament. It was just you would play...
One
of those teams. We played Michigan State in 95, fall of 95. Mm. Lost to them.
Elite Eight. Mm. Yeah, anyway, I've never seen
them.
By the way, if you want one, they're $26.99.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
You can't get a T-shirt for hardly
a T-shirt for $26.99?
Yeah. Well, the Final Four ones are going to be $50, I'm sure, if they make it that far. Yeah. Anyway.
What am I doing wrong?
Lots of stuff, Pat. Lots of stuff. Coming up, we're going to talk to Bruce Cross, who is an attorney.
What am I doing wrong?
About this situation in Northwestern. You may have heard they've cleared their first hurdle in creating a players' union.